USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As it approaches our coast, Hurricane Delta is forecasted to be weakening rather than strengthening, and it's going to be a storm that moves faster.
Louisiana Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards says Hurricane Delta is expected to make landfall in Louisiana around the same place another hurricane hit in August. Edwards continues,
"It is very clear that Southwest Louisiana is going to get more of a punch from this than we would like to see, for sure, because we're still trying to recover from Hurricane Laura."
With the second Democratic presidential debate scrapped next week in Miami, both candidates hitting the road. President Trump holding a campaign rally down in Florida. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden will be holding a town hall in the battleground state of Pennsylvania. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Brandon Caserta is one of the 13 men arrested in a plot to kidnap Michigan Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Caserta, no fan of President Trump.
"No, Trump is not your friend, dude. And it amazes me that people actually, like, believe that when he's shown over and over and over again that he's a tyrant."
Vice President Mike Pence spending his Thursday in Arizona saying Arizona and the American comeback are underway. While speaking at Tier Tactical just outside of Phoenix, Pence touts the state's rebounding employment rates amid the coronavirus pandemic.
"Within the last 5 months alone, we've already seen more than 11.5 million Americans go back to work, including 172,000 right here in the Grand Canyon."
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden also campaigning on Thursday in Arizona. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
It's not known if the top two presidential candidates will debate again before the election. Democrat Joe Biden is blasting the latest proposal from President Trump's team. The president saying he would like to not be part of next week's virtual town hall. They have instead called for a delay in debates. As far as President Trump not taking part in the virtual town hall, Republican Senator from Texas Ted Cruz says it was a good move.
"To hold a virtual debate, that benefits Joe Biden, that lets his staff be in the room, that lets him receive assistance. One of the real concerns a lot of people have is if Joe Biden is even up to it, and if you insulate him and let him do the debate from the basement, that's eliminating the debate aspect of it. And listen, I think the reason the commission did this is the Democrats right now think they're winning. They believe Joe Biden's winning. I think they're very happy for Joe not to leave his basement for another minute between now and Election Day. And if the commission sticks to we're going to do it virtually, I think the president's right saying I'm not going to participate in this charade."
More than 50 million people watched the debate between Vice President Mike Pence and Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris Wednesday night. Nielsen Media Research reports that's up 26% compared to the debate between Pence and Virginia Senator Tim Kaine 4 years ago. More news can always be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.